Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Silungwe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you?
Very well, and I'm so happy that we are here back again to talk about a beautiful subject, the experience of salvation.
Oh, yes. It's a good Friday for me. How's the Friday for you?
I've enjoyed it, though a lot of expectations, demands, and so forth, but God is great. God is loving.
Fantastic. Well, great to hear that. Pastor, you know, Jesus meets us where we are and delights in saving us from our lost condition. You know, there's no path too dark for him to travel to save us. So there's no life too sinful that his grace and forgiveness cannot remake us. Our works do not earn us merit with Christ. But the Bible tells us to work our salvation with fear and trembling. We want to understand, you know, by the end of this conversation, what exactly does that mean? And so we're going to be wrapping up this conversation, experience of salvation on these grounds. Now, working our salvation with fear and trembling, does our salvation, what does it require for us to work at it to be perfect?
Okay, that's a beautiful one. And that's a subject that indeed we need to all understand, all of us, wherever we are. God does save us with his own power and by grace through faith that we have in him. It's not by works, as Paul emphasizes somewhere, that is Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9. It's not by works or by demonstration, but it's all by the grace of the Lord through faith. So working out our salvation through fear and trembling entails that we understand what he has done. And so we give him the reverence. We submit to him. We are ready to be used by him. It is him who actually works through us. Our part is...
is it him who works through us?
He works through us.
Are we not supposed to work our salvation?
Well, we work our salvation, but we can only do so through his power and his enabling power in us. I'll give you an example of the graphic lesson that Jesus draws to the disciples in John chapter 15. Yep. Where he talks about, he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. So the branch cannot do things on its own. The branch benefits through the vine, through the stem, the main line that supplies the food and even gives life. If we detach ourselves out of him, then we will not end anywhere. We are doomed. And so working out our salvation with fear and trembling does not mean that we have to run away, we have to be fearful, we have to, but we give the reverence to him. We are subject to him. We succumb ourselves, yield our spirits, our souls, our lives. We love him with all our hearts and all our mind, all our strength. He is our number one. We yield to him. And then even as we do so, we still maintain that demeanor, that spirit of subjection, of reverence to him.
Yeah.
So that we are always putting him ahead of all things.
Yeah.
Because it's not us. Outside of Christ, we have no salvation. So we cannot depend on anything else apart from Jesus Christ. Like you rightly and remarkably, you know, commented yesterday, salvation is found in no one else but in Jesus Christ alone.
Now,
so that is the beauty of this important subject for everyone to understand.
But yes, so, sir. Tell us, Pastor, is salvation something that we experience currently now, or is it something that we are going to be experiencing at the coming of the Messiah?
Oh, nice. That's a very good question also. Now, salvation is experienced right when somebody has been moved by the Spirit of the Lord, because the Spirit of the Lord will imbue this person. He lives in this soul and is doing the miraculous work of salvation. So we experience salvation right now. At the time that Jesus comes again, it will be now the glorification, the transformation, the change of our entire human nature, so that we will become like him. However, right now, even when we are feeble human beings, we get sick, we experience the hardships of life, but the experience and the joy of salvation is tested even right now. When we become sons and daughters of God, we will enjoy his presence, his guidance, his protection, and his the blessings, the benefit of his blessings, even as we are living right now. That should bring hope to everyone of the sons and daughters of God, and those that aspire to become children of God and accept Jesus Christ. This is the blessing. Jesus changes your soul. He changes your life, and you actually become somebody who is counted as a son and a daughter of God, even right now.
Beautiful stuff, even right now. Now, how does one then accept, you know, the gift of salvation? I think in a practical way, how does it happen?
Okay. So it is all by faith. Simple as all that. When we accept Jesus, when we hear, like Paul says, if we hear his voice and we respond positively, we accept his salvation, we become saved. Because by believing, we actually receive him and are given this right of salvation. And so it is all by faith. By faith, and that faith will actually lead to repentance, as we highlighted the days that we have discussed this very important subject, repentance, and then he actually justifies us. Once we have the faith in him, we are justified, and every day of our lives, in our lives as we live in this world, every day, as we attach ourselves to him, as we learn of him, we are being sanctified. He purifies us. He works through us. And so we are still mindful of the fact that it is him and not us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
that is the beautiful part of this great salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Beautiful. Now, working our salvation does not mean that we are saved by works, because you know, Paul there in Philippians says, you know, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Is it salvation by works, or is it salvation by grace? Which is which?
It's never salvation by works. It's never salvation by works.
So why salvation? So why work for
by
it?
By grace.
Why work for it then?
Wow, beautiful. When we work out our salvation, meaning that we have decided to be on his side, and we become his ambassadors, we will not just sit quietly. We'll be working for others. And when we're working for others, the ministry of serving others, it actually benefits us. We are working. He has saved us, but we become, we serve. That is, we are ready to do mission. We are ready to do service for him. And that also actually strengthens our stance with him, our spiritual standing with Him. It builds on us. So it actually brings more blessings when we partner with Him. We become co-workers with Him.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we never bought that. We never got it by merit. We never got it because we were worthy of this salvation that the Lord gave to us.
Mm-hmm.
But because we appreciate it, He accepts us and He works through us. We are working with Him. We are partners. We become partners with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm, mm, mm. Thank you. Thank you for that, Pastor. Now, what would be your parting shot as we conclude this subject for this week? I mean, we've spoken for over the last couple of days, talking about the experience of salvation, etc., etc. The one thing or two that you wish to impress upon us and the listeners. Oh, Pastor.
As by faith in Jesus Christ only.
Hello, Pastor. Yeah, just say that and, again.
Yes, I was trying to say that I'm excited to talk about this subject because it bears the good news, the best of the best good news in this world. And so, on this subject, the subject of salvation, sometimes referred to as the subject of soteriology, which gives the good news that Jesus Christ is the only one who saves humanity. Let everyone be blessed and touched by the Spirit of the Lord, and let this be our joy and our subject that we want to talk about, because we have experienced it and we want to experience it, and we want others also to know about this great salvation of the Lord. And so it is my prayer that all the people of God, everyone who tunes in to Adventist World Radio, will indeed find this a subject to enjoy and to cherish in their lives. I like it the way you say it about AWR. It's from baptism to,
broadcast.
From what? From broadcast. This broadcast leads to baptism. Baptism, which actually entails the salvation in Jesus Christ. What a beautiful thing. I like this.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for your time. I mean, you have given us a beautiful time here on the show, and we do want to appreciate your time. And of course, we ask that the Lord blesses you immensely because you have set aside the time. So blessings to you and a happy Sabbath ahead.
Amen. You too.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.